It's that time of year. We got to wake y'all up in the dark. Good morning, Arizona.
That's been sung 100 times before.
Thank you for tuning in to Rosie on the House. And we are packed loaded full of great stuff today.
And I'm the only man.
You aren't going to want to miss 1 hour, 1 minute of the next 4 hours.
I'm happy and I'm free.
Ow! What a week. It's weeks like this I wish I got paid by the mile.
You put the miles on, don't you?
Golly. Well, y'all did too. Y'all carried the show last week in Prescott up at the tree lighting for the Courthouse Square. Sorry I missed that. That's the first one I missed in a long, long time.
Second one, actually, but yes, we had a great time.
That was the second one? What's the other one I missed?
Last year?
I missed last year? I missed the last 2 years? Seriously?
Seriously. Time goes fast, doesn't it?
Wow. Holy cow. I don't remember last year. We all were in
Prescott. What was yesterday? Right?
Yeah, what was yesterday? Y'all were in Prescott. I was in Sonoyta. We were covering the state. Had to come back to Phoenix and run back down to Tucson and really ran here and there. But one thing we did get done this week is we got our tree. We got our Christmas tree put up.
We actually got three trees if you count the office one.
Yes. I'm wondering, when y'all are shopping for Christmas trees, what do y'all like? Now, and I'm reaching out there to the listening audience. If y'all want to join the conversation about Christmas tree shopping, I want to find out how you level your Christmas tree, okay? Because I've put up three Christmas trees in the past week, and none of them were particularly easy to level. Remember the old little metal Christmas tree stands?
How could you forget?
They had like a little spike in the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And that was supposed to hold your tree, and it had enough water for like a cup.
Like a half a day?
Yeah.
Rosie, you just gave me a great flashback. I forgot about those.
Those little metal stands?
I reached under there as a little kid trying to help mom. Totally tipped the whole tree over.
There we
knocked
go.
All the water
there we
on
go.
The new carpet
oh, yes,
and everything.
There was a lot of spilled water in those.
Oh, man. But I want to find out from one of our listeners, what's your secret to leveling the tree? Now, I'm a noble fir guy. Of all the types of Christmas tree you can get, the Douglas firs, the Grand firs, the Goldwaters, whatever, I like the noble fir. That's my favorite. Just seems easy to hang the ornaments on, and it always smells so good. I'll tell you, the trees we got this year were the heaviest, water-laden, most fragrant trees I can ever remember buying.
Where did you buy?
They were so heavy, I could barely lift them and carry them myself. It was incredible.
Where did you buy them from?
I was at Whitfield's out on Frank Lloyd Wright. But I'll tell you what.
Right by your house?
Mm-hmm. One of the places that we've bought in the past, we always try and support the Boy Scout troops. But it's been hard to find Boy Scout tree lots. Well, the one at 12th Street in Northern is back. I saw it yesterday. It's on the north side of Northern at 11th Street. And if you're in that neighborhood, go shop your Christmas tree at the Boy Scout lots.
Do they cut those down, Romy?
No.
Our troop never did the Christmas trees, so I'm not sure how the Boy Scouts do it, but I would doubt it.
I can remember one
Most
year. Go ahead.
For little guys like me, all through my scouting career, I don't think I would have cut down a tree that weighed less than I did. I doubt they're cutting their own and hauling them.
Well, I can remember one year, a couple years, we would always apply for the tags to go cut our own tree out of the National Forest. I can remember one year in particularly where we were on Highway 191 and we just went until the snow stopped us. The rest of the road down to Hannigan's Meadow was past Hannigan's Meadow was closed for winter. And we just got out and walked through the snow and cut us a little tree and brought it home. That was a great year.
I have a very vivid memory of that day.
Yes.
You know, it's just locked in there. I don't remember many tree lots, but I remember that day.
I can remember one time we missed the tree application, period, so we were permitless. And it was snowing in Prescott, one early December day, and I threw all the kids and you in the car. I said, we're going to Prescott. We're going to shop our Christmas trees on a Prescott lot where it's snowing. Just kind of give you the feel of a Christmas, white Christmas.
And it's easy to let that permit period get past you because it's August.
Yeah,
you have to get your permit
way back
in
the summer.
So if you're thinking about it now, it's too late, but put it on your calendar for next year.
Now, I'd like to hear from y'all. If you'd like to join the conversation, give us a ring. 1-888-767-4348. Any of your favorite family tree trimming stories, or what is your number one trick for leveling the tree?
Oh, or our new feature, you can text. Romy, how do you do that? 411-923?
That's it. Yeah. 120 character limit and no pictures.
We've been getting lots and lots of feedback that way. It's a lot of fun. So if you have something you want to tell us about your tree.
By phone or text. Remember the stand, the little metal stand with the three eye nuts that held the tree together? That was the one that was the standard for years. And then the Boy Scouts one year came out with this metal stand with a big plastic bucket with a grommet on the bottom with a spike that came up the top. That was one of the hardest ones I ever had for leveling the tree because you had to do a fresh cut on the bottom of the tree. Then you had to eyeball down the trunk from the bottom of the tree while it's still sitting in the back of your pickup truck and kind of figure out the most well-aligned hole to drill so that once you got it up on the spike wouldn't be holding the tree crooked. I never did get that right. In 20 years, I never got that
once
right.
Once you're committed to that drill, there's not much else you can do except try to use those little nuts to get it
In this particular stand, they didn't have that.
At all?
Just the spike was the only thing that held it in place. And so then you had to start shimming the legs, you know. It had three legs, and you didn't have to start shimming the legs. But when you're trying to shim a three-legged stand, you only get it plumb from one direction. That's why the tree's always put in the corner. Because if you see it from two different directions, one direction or the other, it's going to be crooked.
Or you could default, like some people, to an artificial tree.
Oh, no. We found out from our baby, Carol Grace, that one of the standards she has, she's only 18, so I hope this doesn't happen soon. But one of the criteria for husband shopping is if he is a fake tree guy, he gets...
It's a deal breaker,
It's a deal breaker.
Wow.
Yeah, well,
she's
found that out during our tree trimming. But the noble fir, properly leveled, I think is the best looking tree. Now, these new stands that we have, that actually allow you to set the tree in there, and then you have four adjusting nuts, and they hold a lot of water, I think are the best... They are the best tree stand you can buy.
And you only need two people for that. One person to stand back and look. And the other person, hey, right, left, you know. And the other person's down there adjusting. The other ones would take three people. One to hold it, one to adjust it, and one to look.
Easily, easily. And the key, in my experience, the key is our Christmas tree sits in a corner between the home entertainment system with all of the books and the TV and the stereo system in it and the back wall of the living room. So in my mind, and that's the first thing you see when you walk in the front door and as you turn right to the kitchen. So people come in from the kitchen and in from the front door. That's the first thing they see in that room is a tree. So those are the two angles I always check. Is it level from there? And many times it's level from there. But then if you go sit in the far easy chair on the far right, it's got a little lean to it.
Don't give that secret away. Well, we put one out in the courtyard this year, and that one has to be...
I got to shim that one.
Yes, that one you need to see every angle.
That one's on a flagstone patio, and it needs to be shimmed. Looks like Dave's calling from Sun City, and he actually has a tip on how we want to...
Oh, yeah?
How we want to do some tree leveling. Good morning, Dave. Thanks for tuning in, my friend.
Well, I've been listening to you since you were a young man. And I was a young man. My father died when I was 5, so I never had him to learn from. So my mother was always the one that did this.
Okay.
And I don't know when we had the kind, you know, with those eyes, those eye nuts,
yes,
down there.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't remember how she got that thing straight, but it always was. But I found that one with the spike that you're talking about.
Yes.
If you allow the guys at the Christmas tree lot to drill the hole, and then you cut the, you know, get a fresh cut when you get home.
Okay.
So, and then, you know, soak up a lot of water before you do the actual implant. It always seemed to work.
All right. Well,
and
that
it maybe those guys know what they're doing, and you and I don't.
Well, maybe they've just seen a couple dozen more hundred trees than we've seen. That's for sure. Dave, thank you so much for joining the conversation here this morning at Roselle House, talking about tree trimming. Can you remember the best tree we ever had?
Is this a trick question?
No.
Oh, I don't know that I have a favorite.
I'm not sure. This year's tree might not be the
best.
Well,
I was going to say, this one, I've never had one so fresh and so full. All the needles are so full. It's wonderful.
Now, we have never flocked.
No, we're not a flocking family.
We're not a flocking family. You ever flock, spray the white snow on the tree?
Well, then you can't smell it. It blocks out the smell.
Hmm. And then trimming it. What's the first thing you put on a tree when you start trimming it?
The lights.
First thing you do is put on the lights.
I think that goes for everybody. After that, I think it's whatever you want to do.
I grew up in a family of five sisters and two brothers. And my mom, and we had a fairly high ceiling, so we could always get a fairly tall tree. And growing up, Mom would buy us. Do y'all remember those boxes of tinsel, the aluminum silver tinsel?
Well, we decided at the staff meeting they were probably poisonous or something.
They probably were. Mom would buy 8 packs of that tinsel.
Brave woman.
And allow each of us to apply our entire pack.
You were all, what, three foot five?
I hope Mom's still in bed this morning not listening, but we had some pretty hideous-looking trees.
Didn't she sneak out at night and fix it?
No. She would let us decorate it, and then she would leave it like that for the entire time. We had a lot of interesting comments when people walk in and say, oh.
Oh.
Oh. The game between me and my younger brother, Rennie, who's quite a bit younger than me, so I always won, was you took the whole ball, you took the entire box, and you wadded it up in a wad, and then you threw it up in a tree as high as you could. You tinsel bombed the tree.
Your mom was a patient woman.
She had to be finding that stuff in August of the next year.
That's for sure.
Well, and then you remember the lights on the Christmas trees back then in the 60s and 70s.
They were the large colored ones.
Oh, yeah. They were about the size of a small grapefruit.
Those are back in, by the way. Retro.
Are they? Mm-hmm. Are they?
I had an observation epiphany yesterday when we were talking through traditions and you were sharing the story at the company party. Well, somewhere along last night, we were at the Wickenburg Parade.
Oh, nice.
And somewhere through this, I'm thinking through that and traditions, everything. And I'm not taking away anything from Mama Kay's hard work. She had 8 babies and a happy family. But you know what she did have? She did have someone to help clean the house.
Yeah.
Everyone that was talking about how their mom was clean and neat and everything didn't have someone helping clean the house.
This is true.
So
if you got somebody to help you, go for it.
Yeah. Get messy. Have fun. Burn the house down.
More when we get back, y'all. Stay tuned.